Chapter 2. Rules of the Road. There are traffic rules that say where, when and how fast you can drive. These rules help to keep traffic moving safely. Rules of the road include traffic control devices, right-of-ways, and parking rules. Traffic control devices. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs and pavement markings. Traffic control also can be provided by law enforcement, highway personnel or school crossing guards. You must obey directions from these people. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when or where to stop and go. A green light means you can go if it is safe. A yellow light means caution and a red light means stop. Traffic lights are usually at intersections and are green, yellow and red, from bottom to top, when together. There are some intersections and other locations where there are single green, yellow or red lights. A steady green traffic light means you can go through the intersection. You must yield to emergency vehicles and others as required by law. If you are stopped and then the light turns green, you must allow crossing traffic to clear the intersection before you go ahead. A green arrow means you can safely turn in the direction of the arrow. There should be no oncoming or crossing traffic while the arrow is green. If you are turning left, a steady green traffic light means you may turn but only when safe to do so. Oncoming traffic has the right of way. Be alert for signs that prohibit left turns. When turning right or left, watch for pedestrians crossing in front of your vehicle. A steady yellow traffic light means the traffic light is about to change to red. You must stop if it is safe to do so. If you are in the intersection when the yellow light comes on, do not stop but continue through the intersection. A flashing yellow traffic light means slow down and proceed with caution. A yellow arrow means that the protection of a green arrow is ending, and if you are turning in the direction of the arrow, you should prepare to stop and give the right of way to oncoming traffic before turning. A steady red traffic light means stop. In some locations, there may be a small, very bright blinking light in the middle of the red light. This device is to alert you of the red light and that you must stop. You must wait until the traffic light turns green and there is no crossing traffic before you may move ahead. If you are turning right, you may turn after coming to a full stop, if it is safe to do so and if there is no sign prohibiting the turn on a red light. Be careful of pedestrians crossing in front of your vehicle. A flashing red traffic light means the same as a stop sign. You must come to a full stop and then may proceed when it is safe to do so. A red arrow means you must stop and you cannot go in the direction of the arrow. You may proceed when the red arrow goes off and a green arrow or light goes on. Traffic signs. Traffic signs tell you about traffic rules, hazards, where you are, how to get where you are going and where services are located. The shape and color of these signs give clues to the type of information they provide. Warning signs. These signs are usually yellow with black lettering or symbols and most are diamond-shaped. These signs warn you to slow down and be prepared to stop if necessary. It warns you that a special situation or a hazard is ahead. Some common warning signs are shown below. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Railroad crossing warning signs. Many railroad crossings have signs or signals to warn drivers. Never try to beat a train across the tracks. Never start to cross if there is not enough room for your vehicle on the far side and if you will have to stop on the tracks. Wait until there is room for your vehicle on the far side. It is wise not to shift gears when crossing railroad tracks, just in case you might stall. Remember that trains are large and may be moving faster than they look. Some common railroad crossing warning signs and signals are shown in the illustration below. A round yellow warning sign with an X symbol and black RR letters is placed along the road before you get to a railroad crossing. A white, X-shaped sign or crossbuck with railroad crossing on it is located at the railroad crossing. This sign has the same meaning as a yield sign. You must yield to crossing trains. At some crossings, along with the crossbuck sign, you will see side-by-side lights that will flash alternately when a train is approaching. When the lights are flashing, you must stop. At some crossings, there is also a crossing gate that will lower when a train is coming. do not drive around the gate. Some crossings also have a bell or a horn that will sound. Do not cross until the bell or horn has stopped. Crossings with more than one train track will often post a sign that shows the number of tracks. These signs warn you that there is more than one track and there may be more than one train crossing. Not all crossings with more than one train track will have these signs, so it is important to check for more than one track before crossing. School buses, taxis and other vehicles for hire that carry passengers and trucks that transport explosives, gasoline or other dangerous materials must stop at least 15 feet from a railroad crossing before proceeding. Further, a school bus driver must open the doors of the school bus before crossing. Work area signs. These construction, maintenance or emergency operation signs are generally diamond or rectangular shaped, orange with black letters or symbols and warn you that people are working on or near the roadway. These warnings include reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment and poor or suddenly changing road surfaces. In work areas, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag. You must obey these people. Regulatory signs. These signs are square, rectangular, or have a special shape and are usually white, red or black with black, red, white or green letters or symbols. They give you information about rules for traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed, parking and other special situations. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol. These signs prohibit certain actions, for example, no left turn, no right turn, no U-turn, etc. Common types of regulatory signs are speed limit signs. These signs indicate the maximum safe speed allowed or the minimum safe speed required. The maximum limit should be driven only in ideal driving conditions and you must reduce your speed when conditions require it. For example, you should reduce your speed when the roadway is slippery, during rain, snow, icy conditions, or when it is foggy and difficult to see clearly down the road. Some high-speed roads have minimum speed limits and you are required to travel at least this fast so as not to be a hazard to other drivers. If the minimum posted speed is too fast for you, you should use another road. Lane use control signs. These signs tell you where you can go, where you can turn and often use an arrow symbol. These signs can be located on the side of the road or hanging over the lane of travel. Sometimes arrows may be painted on the road as a supplement to the signs. No passing signs. These signs tell you where passing is not permitted. Passing areas are based on how far you can see ahead. They consider unseen hazards such as hills and curves, intersections, driveways and other places a vehicle may enter the roadway. These signs, along with pavement markings, indicate where you can pass another vehicle, the beginning and ending of a passing zone or where you may not pass. Where it is permitted to pass, you may do so only if it is safe. Be aware of road conditions and other vehicles. Stop sign. A stop sign has 8 sides and is red with white letters. You must come to a full stop at a stop sign or stop line, if one is present. You must wait until crossing vehicles and pedestrians have cleared and pull forward only when it is safe to do so. Yield sign. A yield sign is a downward pointing triangle. It is red and white with red letters. It means you must slow down and yield the right of way to traffic in the intersection you are crossing or roadway you are entering. Do not enter sign. A square sign with a white horizontal line inside a red ball means you cannot enter. You will see this sign at roadway openings that you should not enter, such as exit ramps where you would be going in the wrong direction, in crossovers on divided roadways and at numerous locations on one-way streets. Slow-moving vehicle. A reflective orange triangle on the rear of a vehicle means it is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. You may see this decal on construction equipment, in rural areas on farm vehicles or horse-drawn wagons or carriages. Common types of guide signs are destination signs. These signs are square or rectangular shaped and are green or brown with white lettering. They show directions and distance to various locations such as cities, airports, or state lines or to special areas such as national parks, historical areas or museums. Service signs. These signs are square or rectangular shaped and are blue with white letters or symbols. They show the location of various services such as rest areas, gas stations, campgrounds, or hospitals. Route number signs. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, or county road. When planning a trip, use a road map to determine your route. During the trip, follow the route signs to prevent you from getting lost. Pavement markings. Lines and symbols on the roadway divide lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles or change lanes, which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways and where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. Edge and lane lines. Solid lines along the side of the road show you where the edge of the road is located. White lane marking. Multiple lanes of travel in the same direction are separated by white lane markings. A dashed white line between lanes of traffic means that you may cross it to change lanes if it is safe to do so. A solid white line between lanes of traffic means that you should stay in your lane unless a special situation requires you to change lanes. Crosswalks and stop lines. When required to stop because of a sign or signal, you must stop before your vehicle reaches the stop line or crosswalk. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians may cross the roadway. You must yield to pedestrians in or about to enter a crosswalk. Not all crosswalks are marked. Be alert for pedestrians when crossing intersections. Yellow lane markings. Lines separating traffic moving in opposite directions are yellow. A dashed yellow line between opposing lanes of traffic means that you may cross it to pass if it's safe to do so. Some passing zones have signs that tell you where passing is permitted and where you cannot pass. Where there is both a solid and a dashed yellow line between opposing lanes of traffic, you may not pass if the solid yellow line is on your side. If the dashed line is on your side, you may pass if it is safe to do so. Two solid yellow lines between lanes of traffic means neither side can pass. You may cross a solid yellow line to turn into a driveway if it's safe to do so. Other lane controls. Reversible lanes. Some travel lanes are designed to carry traffic in one direction at certain times and in the opposite direction at other times. These lanes are usually marked by double dashed yellow lines. Before you start driving in them, check to see which lanes you can use at that time. There may be signs posted by the side of the road or overhead. Special lights are often used. A green arrow means you can use the lane beneath it. A red X means you cannot. A flashing yellow X means the lane is only for turning. A steady yellow X means that the use of the lane is changing and you should move out of it as soon as it is safe to do so. Reserved lanes. On various roadways, one or more lanes may be reserved for special vehicles. Reserved lanes are marked by signs stating that the lane is reserved for special use and often have a white diamond posted at the side of the road or painted on the road surface. Transit or bus means the lane is for bus use only. Bicycle means the lane is reserved for bicycles. HOV stands for high occupancy vehicles and indicates lanes reserved for vehicles with more than one person in them. Signs say how many people must be in the vehicle, as well as the days and hours to which it applies. For example, HOV3 means there must be at least 3 people in the vehicle. Shared center lane. These center lanes are reserved for making left turns, or U-turns when they are permitted, but can be used by vehicles traveling in both directions. On the pavement, left turn arrows for traffic in one direction alternate with left turn arrows for traffic coming from the other direction. These lanes are marked on each side by a solid yellow and dashed yellow line. In some areas, the shared center lane becomes a reversible lane during rush hours. Be sure you can enter the lane before you do so and then only if it is safe to do so. General rules. When there are no signs or markings to control the use of lanes, there are rules that indicate which lane is to be used. These rules cover general driving, passing and turning. General driving. Never back a vehicle in any travel lane except to parallel park. It is illegal and unsafe to do so. Drivers do not expect a vehicle to be backing towards them and may not realize it until it is too late. If you miss your turn or exit, do not back up, but go on to where you can safely turn around. Do not stop in travel lanes for any reason, confusion, breakdown, letting out a passenger. Keep moving until you can safely pull off the road. On a road with two or more lanes traveling in the same direction, stay in the right lane except to pass. On a road with three or more lanes traveling in the same direction, if there is a lot of entering or exiting traffic, use the center travel lane. Unless told to do so by officials, never drive on the shoulder of the road. Passing. On multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is intended to be used for passing slower vehicles. If you pass on the right, the other driver may have difficulty seeing you and might suddenly change lanes in front of you. Never pass on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. Other drivers will never expect you to be there and may pull off the road without looking. Turning. Where there are no signs or lane markings to control turning, you should turn from the lane that is closest to the direction you want to go and turn into the lane closest to the one you came from. This way, you will cross the fewest lanes of traffic. When making turns, go from one lane to the other as directly as possible without crossing lane lines or interfering with traffic. Once you have completed your turn, you can change to another lane if you need to. Always use turn signals when changing lanes or turning. Right turns. On right turns, avoid swinging wide to the left before turning to make the turn. If you swing wide, the driver behind you may think you are changing lanes or going to turn left and may try to pass you on the right. If you swing wide as you complete the turn, drivers who are in the far lane will not expect to see you there. Left turns. When making a left turn, avoid cutting the corner so sharply that you run into someone approaching from the left. However, be sure to leave room for oncoming vehicles to turn left in front of you. Multiple lanes turning. If there are signs or lane markings that allow for two or more turning lanes, stay in your lane during the turn. Right of way. Where vehicles or pedestrians are likely to meet one another and there are no signs or signals to regulate traffic, there are rules on who must yield the right of way. These rules tell who goes first and who must wait in different traffic situations. The law says who must yield the right of way. It does not give anyone the right of way. You must do everything you can to prevent striking a pedestrian or another vehicle, regardless of the circumstances. You must always yield to a pedestrian, even if the pedestrian is not obeying traffic controls. The following right-of-way rules apply at intersections. Drivers must yield where necessary to avoid striking pedestrians who are legally crossing the road. Drivers crossing a sidewalk, entering or exiting a driveway, alley or parking lot must yield to pedestrians. It is illegal to drive on a sidewalk except to cross it. The White Cane Law, the 1st of July 28 NMSA, 1978, enables persons who are blind, visually impaired, or who have other physical disabilities access to all roads and sidewalks. The driver of a vehicle approaching a totally or partially blind pedestrian who is carrying a cane predominantly white or metallic in color, with or without a red tip, or using a guide dog shall take all necessary precautions to avoid injury to such blind pedestrian, and any driver who fails to take such precautions shall be liable in damages for any injury caused to such pedestrian. Drivers turning left must yield to oncoming vehicles going straight ahead. Drivers entering a traffic circle or rotary must yield to drivers already in the circle. At an intersection where there is no stop sign, yield sign or traffic signal, drivers must yield to vehicles coming from the right. At a four-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection first, goes first, after coming to a complete stop. If more than one vehicle arrives at the same time, the vehicle on the right goes first. Drivers entering a road from a driveway, alley or roadside must yield to vehicles already on the main road. Drivers may not enter an intersection unless they can get through it without having to stop. You should wait until traffic ahead clears so that you are not blocking the intersection. Drivers overtaking a vehicle traveling in the same direction must yield to that vehicle, even if the vehicle is slowing or coming to a stop. You must yield the right of way to a police vehicle, fire engine, ambulance or other emergency vehicle using a siren, air horn or a red or blue flashing light. Pull over to the right edge of the road or as near to the right as possible when you see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching from any direction. Follow any instructions given over the emergency vehicle's loudspeaker. If you are in an intersection, drive through the intersection before you pull over. You must stop for a school bus that is stopped with its red lights flashing whether it is on your side of the road, the opposite side of the road or at an intersection you are approaching. You are not required to stop if the bus is traveling towards you and the roadway is separated by a median or other physical barrier. After the school bus red lights have stopped flashing, watch for children along the side of the road and do not proceed until they have completely left the roadway and it is safe to proceed. You must yield the right of way to trains crossing the roadway. One-way streets and circles. The state has the right to turn any public road into a one-way road. If they do this, they must post signs that tell drivers it is one way. You may only drive on these roads in the direction the sign tells you to drive. In some areas, you may see a traffic circle, also called a rotary traffic island. When you drive around a traffic circle, you must drive on the right side of the island. Speed limits. Everyone who operates a motor vehicle must obey all speed limits. Your vehicle control is affected by the speed at which you drive. Maximum. 15 miles per hour within a school zone, with a posted speed limit. 30 miles per hour in business or residential areas, unless posted otherwise. 55 miles per hour on public highways, unless posted otherwise. 75 miles per hour on rural interstate highways, unless posted otherwise. Minimum. No one should drive at a speed less than the minimum posted speed limit. If no minimum is posted, drive so that you do not interfere with regular traffic flow. You should travel on the right-hand side of the road when your driving speed is slower than other vehicles. Speed should be adjusted for adverse conditions and for the type of vehicle and to avoid accidents. Parking. Drivers are responsible for making sure that their vehicle is not a hazard when it is parked. Whenever you park, be sure it is in a place that is far enough from any travel lane to avoid interfering with traffic and visible to vehicles approaching from either direction. Always park in a designated area if possible. Always set your parking brake when you park. Leave the vehicle in gear if it has a manual transmission or in park if it has an automatic transmission. Check traffic before you open the door. Get out of the vehicle on the curbside if you can. If you have to use the street side, check traffic before you get out. Shut the door as soon as you can after getting out. Never leave the ignition keys in a parked vehicle. It is a good habit to lock the doors whenever you leave your vehicle. If you must park on a roadway, park your vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as you can. When you park on a hill, turn your wheels sharply towards the side of the road or curb. This way, if your vehicle starts to roll downhill, it will roll away from traffic. No parking zones. There are many areas where you cannot park. Check for signs that may prohibit or limit parking. Some parking restrictions are indicated by colored curb markings. Do not park in an intersection, on a crosswalk or sidewalk, in a construction area if your vehicle will block traffic, within 34 feet of a traffic signal, stop sign or yield sign, within 25 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, within 50 feet of a railroad crossing, more than 18 in from the curb, within 24 feet of a fire station driveway on the same side of the street or within 75 feet of a driveway on the other side of the street. Blocking a driveway, alley, private road or area of the curb removed or lowered for access to the sidewalk. On a bridge or overpass or in a tunnel or underpass. On the wrong side of the street. In a space marked for the handicapped, unless you have a handicap license plate, tag or sticker. On the roadside of a parked vehicle, double parking, on railroad tracks, or wherever a sign says you cannot park. Other parking restrictions are indicated by curbs painted. White indicates that only short stops are permitted. Yellow indicates a loading zone or some other restriction. Red indicates a fire zone with no parking or standing permitted. Blue indicates handicap parking only. Traffic violations. Many common traffic violations, speeding, failure to wear seat belts, etc., carry points. Points are assigned based on the traffic violation. If a driver has 12 or more points within a 12-month period, their driver's license will be suspended for 1 year. you can obtain a listing of all traffic offenses that carry points from the Motor Vehicle Division. Other traffic violations, driving without insurance, or driving without vehicle registration, do not carry points. Instead, these types of offenses will require the driver to appear in court. This could lead to more fines and/or a suspended license.